Drodzy braterstwo, pokój wam.
Dear brethren, peace be with you.
W poprzedniej godzinie bracia wymalowali przed nami obraz.
In the previous hour, the brethren have painted a picture of what has been going on in the world, about what worldly people have been going through.
Zmagają się włodarze tego świata. I kiedy widzimy, w jaką stronę to zmierza,
and when we see in which direction this is heading,
kiedy widzimy, że to się tak przechyla i zmierza do upadku, to jest to przykre, jest to smutne. Ale z drugiej strony wiemy, jaki jest prawdziwy kierunek, w jaką stronę to tak naprawdę zmierza. Że to wszystko zmierza do
Królestwa Bożego.
Cieszymy się również z innej rzeczy, z tego, że
we are also joyful for some other reason that for the last few days we are here together at the convention, that we have this pleasant fellowship. Some of us were here previously 2 years ago. That's why we joyfully came to this place and we know what to expect.
Ale zastanówmy się, dlaczego tak naprawdę przyjechaliśmy.
But let us consider why did we really come here. What was the main reason? What was the reason behind that made us to come?
Zbliżyć się, żeby zebrać się wokół Słowa Bożego.
We came to meet in the midst of the Word of God.
Wiele innych przyczyn, które nas do tego zmotywowały.
But I think there are still other reasons to why we are here. Each one of us has our own set of reasons why we came.
Zapytałem o to kilka osób.
I asked a few people about this.
Mam nadzieję, że wypowiedzi,
I hope that their answers,
wypowiedzi tych osób pomogą czerpać z tej społeczności w Bajamare
will help draw more from the fellowship here in
Bajamara. Zaobserwować. Czego mogę się dowiedzieć?
And we'll help you realize what you can also observe.
Dlaczego warto zacieśniać więzi?
What we can learn and why is it worth to talk to someone and to get to know them better. What I can give us and what I can take back for myself.
Wypowiedzi braci i sióstr będą prezentowane na tym ekranie.
The statements of the brethren will be shown on the screen above and they are divided into different sections by topics. Let's listen to the first part. It will answer the question, what does a convention give me? What builds my faith? And why do I come here?
Here is such a source of materials and a spiritual feast. When we go there, we dream way before we come here, and we think about this long after. It takes me away from everything that is fleshly, that is something that is temporary. Takes me away and takes me to a different world that I feel isolated from this world, but taken to the kingdom.
I have a feeling
that beginning of the convention or starting of the convention with the choir is a very specific way of worship. And for me, the presentation of choir is a type of a talk, is a type of a prayer that worships and praises Heavenly Father. It's a wonderful way of express and worship our Heavenly Father. In addition, the fellowship with brethren in a group that we normally don't meet with such group. Our home class is not very large, and in our area there is no such a big group of brethren to meet. And here is a great warmth of brethren, and that's what draws me here. And I don't have here my limited family that will share my spiritual joys, but I have my spiritual family, and my Lord give me that gift that I'm looking forward to come and meet with my family in this large group. And this is the specific aspect of this great large gathering. And I have a feeling
that gives me
comfort. I get sort of a taste or flavor of Kingdom of God. That is wonderful. That God gives us so much love, so much strength. He helps us. I give you a simple example. If a car battery is down, the desire to come to international convention is like recharging the battery. And up when the year or so expires, it is the desire to be with the brethren. Lord told us that He will give us a special blessing when we meet with others. The blessing is not for a single individual, but when we meet in a group. So how many blessings do we receive when we meet in this group?
6 dni to zdecydowanie więcej niż niedziela.
6 days is definitely more than a Sunday. It's even more than a 2 or 3 day convention. It's enough to completely get away from everyday life.
To not think about
the troubles that we left at
home.
If someone likes to sing, they could start their fellowship a few days earlier. Brethren had the great idea to start the tradition of a choir meeting before the convention. This year we also had the chance to meet in a small group and learn about 8 notes
and half-beats,
but in the end the biggest challenge remains language. For Polish, the Poles, the Romanian language, and for Romanian singers, Polish language. Is it worth it to go through so much trouble and try to sing in another language? I think yes. For one side, we show respect to brethren from different countries, and this helps us become closer to one another. Just to learn a few words. On the other hand, I think that God is pleased when He sees His children together praising Him in one voice in harmony. When a handful of hearts play instruments and sing in unity, praising Him at the same time, I think that these efforts please our Father. And throughout the choir and fellowship, thanks to the presence of many brethren whom we love, like the brother said, we get away from everyday life and move to God's kingdom. How much we must want this. What a great power draws us together since we travel several hundred or even several thousand kilometers.
Posłuchajmy tego, co mówili.
Let's listen to what brethren said in their interviews about why they want to meet with brethren from other countries, what benefits they receive from contact with brethren at the international convention.
It is one additional very important item that we meet someone for the first time, brother or sister, and we feel very safe. We feel like we know for a long time. We can open our homes, we can open our hearts. It is a great joy. Especially me, I have a great joy when I see brethren at the convention. You need to live through it. You cannot talk about this. You cannot experience this on internet, you cannot look at the book or read in a book. You have to shake somebody's hand, you have to look at somebody's eyes. That's the strength. 22 years ago we learned about this joy in our heart that we have a brethren, we have family. This is a strength that gives like this power, power that we project from one to another. We decided that we will go and meet brethren. We had Brother Volk in our home, and we wanted to see how it is in Romania. If you are in somebody's home, then you get to know the customs, and that's the joy of being with others. When I start longing for brethren, I, husband and me, we take our car and we go to visit brethren, and they give us the strength. The meeting with brethren gives us the advantage that we meet new brethren. It allows us to get to know their problems, their point of understanding of the truth. This gives me a great widening or addition to my knowledge of the truth. This creates the bond between brethren, and this exchange that we have right now through the means of media, we need to take advantage of this while we have this opportunity. This deepens the bond that is needed. This understanding, the privilege that we can listen to one another, gives us enormous advantages spiritually.
Kiedy kogoś bardzo lubię, nie wystarczy, że porozmawiam z nim.
When I really like someone, it's not enough that I talk to him through the phone or read a text message. But if I have the opportunity, I want to see him and greet him and embrace him. That is the strength. Do we feel this strength?
This
power strengthens us when we meet brethren again.
When their faces
and the few words that were exchanged remind us of what we once shared together. We remember the conversations we shared when they were needed.
When I remember this,
a simple handshake or a look or a small gesture is enough to raise our spirits. Sometimes during greetings or fellowship, I look at a sister or brother and notice that something has changed about them. I see their face, and I see it isn't as cheerful as it was when I last saw them. I have the feeling that they are overwhelmed with something. And when I see this, when I see that he may need me now, am I willing to sacrifice him a bit more of my time? Do I want to stop for a second and ask him a few more questions than usual? Or wait a little bit longer than usual for his answer? Do I want this? Do I want to give this brother more attention? Apostle Paul in Galatians says, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the laws of Christ. Do I want to take my brother's burden upon myself? Do I want to lift his weight off his shoulders and help him? We came here also to give something good from ourselves, to serve, to help, to lift up spirits. This attitude of empathy, the want to understand and help, is very important. That's why we must look around us and give some more time to those who need it. Maybe someone is here for the first time. Maybe he feels out of place. There are many needs.
naszych braci, którzy mieszkają w innych krajach.
Moreover, observation of brethren in different countries draw us to interesting conclusions. They have a different way of life, they go to different jobs, they dress differently, they live in different places. Yet the troubles and trials and tribulations they go through are similar to those that we go through. That's why their experiences are very important for us. It is enough only to ask how they deal with this. Ask them how do you deal if you have such and such problem. We can ask, we can observe, we can learn what to do and how to deal. Similarly, as we read and
przenieść naukę z ich życia,
when we read about characters in the Bible, we try to take their life and apply in our life. We build ourselves and we learn. Also, international fellowship has this value in
This is what we learn from the brothers that we know, the ones that we meet with, and the ones with whom we have a close fellowship. Still, there are brethren which we have only heard about because they live so far away from us. Other than hearing about them, we don't have close contact with them. Does this knowledge that they exist, does this have any meaning to us? Let us listen.
Świadomość, że bracia
the awareness that brethren are with us in the same spirit, even in the faraway places, just this awareness by itself calms me down. The Lord has His children everywhere in the face of this earth. And I feel that the Spirit bonds us together. And when we know that those are our brethren, the same understanding of the truth gives me strength. Knowing this, I can pray for those brethren. I can join them in prayer. It supports my joy and opens my eyes how merciful is God that from every country He draws His children and He blesses us through that. This awareness that they are is this that Lord said that He will gather His faithful from the far parts of the world. We know that the Lord is doing this, that the doors of this opening, we see that we live at the end time, but we see that there is still privilege, that we can strive for the prize. Lord does not look at the nationality. He doesn't look at the man, but He looks at the heart. And in every country, there is someone who is pleasant to Him. Lord, draw the heart that is willing, that appreciates this privilege of calling. And He wants us to be His children, to be with Him. Such fellowship, it is important for us and is important today, so that in the future we will not be surprised with the differences of behavior of different brethren.
Apostoł Paweł w liście do Rzymian napisał tak: po całej ziemi rozległ się ich głos, a słowa ich dotarły aż do krańców ziemi.
Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, their voice has gone out into all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. We learned that God has His children in all countries of the world, even in those far away from us.
brat w swojej wypowiedzi zaznaczył, że to dodaje mu otuchy.
This brother mentioned that this uplifts him, that the calling spreads across the whole world on everyone who has the opportunity to take part.
Wszystkie jego dzieci z okręgu całej ziemi.
And God loves all his children from all parts of the world. Another brother mentioned another interesting detail, which is like a consequence choosing the church within every nation on earth.
Brethren that were born from totally different circumstances that we were born ourselves. Therefore, the forms of worshiping God may be for us new and even surprising. That's why this convention is a preparation for the kingdom in heaven. It gets us used to a different ways of expressing our love and feelings. It makes us accustomed to different expressions. Our convention, it is a meeting of brethren from different countries that read and study the same Bible. But difference us, different political circumstances and countries that they come from. But when we join here at the convention, we are joined together by the oneness of the teaching. But there are some details that we understand differently. Or simply someone presents thought that is presented to me for the first time, is something new. What does this give me? Let us listen to. There was a time that I thought that what I understood was the best. And that's the way things should be. But Lord opened me my eyes through the international exchange of different thoughts. I begin to think, and Lord proved to me that's what I thought, that I was thinking correctly. It was just a crumb of what other brethren have understood. And looking at this from a different standpoint, expands our horizons, our spiritual horizons, and I have a great appreciation for this. And I try and appreciate more. This creates thankfulness and zeal in myself and it humbles me. That I will not think too much about myself, but to listen to everyone from different parts of the world. It was proven to me many times that we understood in a certain way, and when listened to a brother from a different country, or even in private conversation, my eyes were open. Or I was stimulated to study deeper. Those international conventions helped me a lot. This is also a very positive aspect of the fellowship. It is an opportunity to compare thoughts and to be rooted in those thoughts. Sometimes there is a need of an even deeper study of what we understand if certain doubts are planted to our mind. When we look at the prophecies, they are understood when they are being fulfilled. When I see them being fulfilled, they don't offend me. I gladly listen to every thought. I think about those thoughts that I'm hearing. Although they are different standpoints,
z jednej strony, z drugiej strony to jest pobudza apetyt do badania.
it gives us, stimulates our appetite to study the word even more, to be asserted in what we believe, and try to understand why someone, what argument someone uses to build such a thought. I think it depends from where someone lives. In some countries there is more information. That's why I think there is this international convention, so we can exchange and we can have one spirit. We have one thought.
I used to think that my way of thinking was the best. Don't we all think that way sometimes? Only what I understood, what I am saying, this is right. Isn't it like that sometimes? Luckily, God shows us other brethren. He lets us wait and he lets us listen and learn some more, to look at things from a different angle. Then we can notice that as an ecclesia or as a group, we have a bigger and better, fuller understanding than one of us alone. We can also notice that my way of thinking was just like one piece of the puzzle, which we have to put together with the other pieces to build a beautiful picture. The brother said that this induced him to be humble, to listen more and to understand more. So that's why he valued the opportunity of getting to know different thoughts and understandings of other brethren, because the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church. The other brother said that different menus increase our appetite. It's like a well-made dinner. Usually, I eat less, but when I can taste this or that, then I'd like to take a little bit more and to try different things. It's like on a convention, when we hear topics that we didn't think were so interesting, we think, where is that written? I haven't read it before like this. We want to find the next piece of the puzzle of our understanding, a puzzle which builds up in our mind. Many years ago, even Apostle Paul needed to come back to Jerusalem and confront his understandings, to check if he still thinks in the same way, to check if the way that he put the puzzle together was the right way. Nowadays, we also come here from many different countries, and we want to be sure if our understanding is good. And what should I look at differently? Let this time here help us grow in our faith, to deepen our understanding, and if it is necessary, if we can notice that what we heard is better than that what we know, let's try to think about this more. And if it is necessary, accept it as your own. Now it's time for another question. When we come here from different parts of the world, we bring our culture, our own customs and emotions. Let's listen.
I enjoy the atmosphere of that, the atmosphere of tolerance. For instance, do we use an entire head cover or just a smaller head cover, or during the prayer somebody takes off shoes? From the other side, we can learn that we need to be careful of how we behave ourselves towards others, towards brethren from a different culture, because sometimes we may slip and do something, so that is not right. It is a process of learning from one another. It's a process of creation, allowing us to come out from our own way of thinking. For instance, a brother from India that comes and gives you an Indian kiss, we cannot react in a strange way. We need to accept it. We need to enjoy it. My belief, it might be interesting for the brethren from India. They might have a different way of expressing physical expression of feelings. Maybe they might feel strange, but they need to accept this, that this is our way of expressing our feelings. For instance, in India, we don't have a custom of pinning flowers into hair. Over there, many sisters were coming with flowers and pinning them in our hair, putting them on our neck. This was their way of expressing their love. They grab our hand, they look in our eyes. We could not understand their language because we did not speak their language, but we could feel their love. And one more thing, we don't have a custom we don't have those bracelets as many as they have. And the sister asked me, why you don't have any bracelets on your hand or on your legs? They have on their hands and on their ears, even in their nose. For me, it was a surprise. It is a contrast from between different countries. This is an Asiatic country, different culture. Simply is different. And we need to tolerate and accept. It is different, but love exists. No matter where we go, love can be expressed in eyes, in expressions, in touch. Some will come holding hands together and blocking us from going away. We need to get out from the car one more time and say goodbye. You need to be there. You need to live through this. I tell you, it is warmth, simplicity. How to express this? I can't even express this. You can see this, you can feel it. Something that stuck in my heart, that brethren in India, coming to the class to prayer, they took off their shoes. We don't practice this, but I have a great respect that such a respect to a place where you pray, where two or three meet, our Lord is there, our God is there. But if we go deep and we try to emphasize with them, it helps us to understand. And in exchange of thoughts, it is important that we do all things, as Apostle expressed, from the depth of our heart. If we go into scriptures, we will discover what is most important and how we should worship Him.
These brethren are talking about several interesting customs, different than they see in the countries which they live in. Brethren express their love differently, they have different traditions, different culture, but the love is still the same. They show it differently, but it's still the same. Only the outside is different. But what we really like is warmth and simplicity.
Gesty, które pochodzą z serca.
Gestures which come from the heart. Good intentions. It's important to show brethren our good intentions and emotions. The form in which we show this isn't important. Brother Hubert said that the form is what humans or people thought of. Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, therefore from now on we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. We should look at the new creation, at the heart and at the intentions. This way we come to our last part.
For example, when brethren say about prayer, how they pray. As I heard from many brethren such a testimony, that one brother was whole night in prayer, and somebody asked him, brother, why are you doing? And he says, you know, there are so many needs, and this inspires me. And I ask myself, do I have such a love for brethren that I will give so much and be on my knees all night? From such customs, I draw inspiration and I accept those if I understand that this is to worship our Heavenly Father. In short time, we are able to see different customs, different ways of approaching people. And something that is good is being exposed. For example, we can learn from brethren in the States, we can learn openness and this neat way of approaching young people. We can learn warmth and hospitality. Even if you don't understand language, even when we don't understand, we cannot speak language, but if we use gestures to express ourselves, then language stops being a block. The Romanian brethren are organizing this convention, but they were not in front of that convention. They were in the background. They did not present themselves that we are the hosts here and we are the ones. But I thought that this convention was organized by the Spirit of the Lord. And we were enjoying ourselves and they were in the background. That is humbleness and enormous warmth. I personally enjoy very much the testimony meetings and I learn a lot from those. I don't say that I learn the most, but I learn a lot. Some thoughts of brethren are a great source of learning for me and experience. And if I could apply this in my own land, I would gladly do. We do have testimony meetings, but a little bit different. Because when brethren open their hearts and share their thoughts, is something that cannot be repeated. And those are things which were in the early church. I remember the ending of the convention. As all of us, we stood up, we waved with handkerchief. We saw tears in eyes in many brethren. We were afraid that this is the end. We wish that this could be longer. This is something that is memorable. Moments that is worth it to come to experience. And if we harmonize all those things together, we can learn from everyone. We can learn something from someone. And everyone would gladly bring to our own home something that we have learned at the International Convention.
Od każdej narodowości naszych braci możemy się nauczyć coś.
From every nationality of our brethren, we can learn something. Brother Hubert remembered a beautiful example of prayer, which made him reflect, can I also do this?
For Brother Jacob, it was important openness and
approach to young people. Sister Marta was shocked and she remembered the simplicity and openness that she was greeted with. Each one of us understood something more.
Dobry przykład, budujące zachowanie, postawę, którą warto naśladować.
They saw
rozmowę, która zapamięta
features that were worth copying.
Na pewno coś dobrego się wydarzyło. Tylko trzeba to zapamiętać. Wziąć do siebie. Żeby coś dobrego nie zostało, żeby coś dobrego zostało nam, kiedy wrócimy do domu.
That something good may stay with us when we came home. Many years ago, somebody lived that had sacrificed everything. He was moving from city to city, from class to class. He was serving bread, and this was Apostle Paul. He took care of proper understanding of the truth. He was lifting up others. He was able to look at the life of class in different classes, even countries. He was drawing experience from the life in the class. When he go to a different class, he was able to be a comfort and help them to solve their own problems. How he could teach them how to react to different problems. Brethren were taking advantage to his work. He was sort of an international apostle. Today we have scriptures, but moreover, we can meet at the International Convention, we can exchange our thoughts and our ideas. We can learn from the experiences of other brethren. Let us take advantage of this as much as we can. Let us ask, let us talk, let us discuss, let us pray and sing. On Saturday, when we will go home, our load, our suitcase will be heavier with everything that is good and
do zobaczenia na kolejnej międzynarodowej konwencji.
I will see you at the next International Convention. Amen.